This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited about what God has for us today. I've been studying all this week, and God's just been speaking to me about worship. We've been looking at this incredible topic of worship out of the book of Exodus and how God keeps on saying, "Let my people go so that they may worship." And worship is this important central ingredient that God is saying it brings freedom, it brings release, it brings breakthrough in our lives, and it brings us out of wherever we are and whatever's going on in our life. So if you're on the mountaintop or you're in the valley, you're in a difficult position or you're in a great position, worship brings you to an even better position. So I want to encourage you today as we look at the book of Exodus today. And it's not a question if worship will do something in your life. Worship absolutely brings results in our lives. It's a irrefutable spiritual law that worship shifts and moves things in our life. So I want to talk to you once again about let my people worship. And so let's go to Exodus 10. Let my people worship. Just type in right now, worship. God is just pouring out some revelation and pouring out some things for us to grab a hold of about worship today. Exodus 10:8 says, "So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. All right, he told them, go and worship the Lord. But who exactly will be going with you?" Worship establishes who is with you. Sometimes you don't know who exactly is with me. Who's got my back? Who should be on this journey with me? Who should I be doing life with? I don't know. Worship helps to establish that. Pharaoh asked this question, who exactly is going with you? You know, it's important for us to know that in life. Without worship, you don't really know who's really with you. Without worship, you don't really know who you should be trusting or relying on. How many people out there, you've been hurt by a friend or a family member because you put your trust in somebody that wasn't really with you? Beautiful thing that happens in worship is God reveals who is really with you. Relationships can be complicated and even treacherous at times. But while we worship God, He shines a light on relationships that are all around us. Many times I've been in worship with God, and He would just give me some major insight about relationships in my life. Worship will establish the circle of people that you need to be with to accomplish your destiny. Worship lifts the veil off of what the enemy is trying to do with relationships. Sometimes there's good relationships that you need to acknowledge. Other times there's relationships that don't have any business in your life. You need to let that go. Worship begins to reveal that. As we're in the presence of God, worshiping God, He reveals the true nature of relationships. Moses was on his journey following and worshiping God, and God reveals to him who needed to be involved in his journey. It wasn't just men. It wasn't just the women. It was the kids too. And in the midst of worshiping God, He knows what people and components are needed to accomplish purpose. So worship shows us who's supposed to be with us on this journey. Now, another thing that I love is Exodus 10:9. Now, this exchange is going on between Moses and Pharaoh. And Moses replies, "We will go, young and old, our sons and daughters, our flocks and herds. We must all join together in celebrating this festival to the Lord." Then in verse 11, Pharaoh says, "Never, only the men may go and worship the Lord, since that is what you requested." And Pharaoh threw them out of the palace. So you have to understand, have this understanding of who's supposed to go with you. But just because you know who's supposed to go with you doesn't just mean that the devil's going to allow you to have those people in your life. You know, worship takes the limits off. The enemy's always trying to limit who can be in your life, limit what relationships that you have, limit what God is trying to do. And so the enemy will try to do that. He tries to kill, to steal, and to destroy relationships in your life. He doesn't want you to have the support system that you need to accomplish your purpose. He's all about undermining God's purpose in your life. And one of the major ways that he undermines God's purposes in your life is by destroying relationships, stripping relationships away that you need to accomplish the purpose of God in your life. The enemy will try to tell you who should be with you, who should go with you, and who shouldn't be. Don't let the devil do that. Don't let the devil tell you who should be with you, who can go with you. Worship reveals the plans of the enemy. Worship reveals the enemy's plan of relational sabotage in your life. Sometimes we're in worship just praising God, and God reveals the enemy's plans to us relationally. The devil's always trying to sabotage, but we need to move proactively to keep the people in our life that need to be in our life. And sometimes there's somebody in our life that has no business being there. Do not let the devil tell you who you can bring on the journey God has sent you on. Worship takes the limits off. Next thing, Exodus 10:24. Finally, Pharaoh called for Moses. Okay, go and worship the Lord, he said. But leave your flocks and herds here. You may even take your little ones with you. Okay, I'm being generous. I'm being benevolent. You can take everybody. But leave your flocks and herds here. But see, the thing is, worship reveals the blessing. Worship gives you greater understanding and insight about what God has blessed you with, what God wants to bless you with the resources that are needed for the vision that's ahead. You see, if the enemy can't stop you, he'll say, well, just like Pharaoh, go ahead. Go after the purposes of God. But your blessing, your resources, they're staying right here with me. Go ahead. You want to take some people with you? Go ahead. Go for it. But the blessing stays here with me. How many times have you gone after the purpose that God has given you and the enemy tried to strip you of the blessing that you needed to accomplish the assignment? Many people are chasing after God, seeking after God. They're on a worship journey with God, but they're doing so without the blessing, without the resources needed to accomplish their purpose. Too many Christians are walking around with the minimum blessing. Others are walking around with just a little bit more, but the truth is God has so much more in store for us. When we begin to understand we are the sons and daughters, we are the children of God, we are the heirs of salvation, we are King's kids. Not only has he a purpose for you, but he has a blessing associated with the purpose. As we worship God, we begin to understand the blessing attached to the assignment. With worship, we know what's meant for us. We understand what's ours. Without worship, we don't even know what the blessing looks like. But in God's presence, he reveals it to us. Worship gives us a vision of the blessing. And we begin to understand how to get it, how to acquire it, how to walk in it. Worship is essential to walking in that blessing for our life. Notice here, the Pharaoh wanted to send them away without the very resources that they needed to accomplish the worship. He wanted to send, the enemy wants to send you away, get you so excited, get you so pumped, you're already pumped, and so he said, go for it. But then he sends them away without the resources needed. We have to watch out for this. And he delays and he denies so many believers the blessing that God assigned to their purpose. With every vision, we know God gives provision. God's not limited on resources. God's not limited on finances. God's not limited on facilities. God's not limited on cars or houses or things that we think are so big. He doesn't have any limits. But why sometimes do we go forth into our purpose and we don't have what we need to make the impact that we need to? Moses says, no, we won't go without the resources that we need. We need to get that spirit that Moses had that he said, no, I'm not going without the blessing. I'm not going without the resources needed. So I got to take the whole blessing. I don't know exactly what God's going to tell me on this worship journey, so I got to take the whole blessing with me. You don't know what seed you might need to plant. You don't know what person you might need to help, so you better well take all the blessing with you. Take the whole blessing. Somebody just type the whole blessing. You need to get that in your spirit today, the whole blessing. Don't leave without the whole blessing. Worship reveals the blessing attached to the assignment. Just right now, put a no with the exclamation point, like 5 or 6 or 7 exclamation points on there. No, I'm not leaving without the blessing. Exodus 10:26, Moses tells him, all of our livestock must go with us. Not a hoof can be left behind. We must choose our sacrifices for the Lord our God from among these animals. And we won't know how we are to worship the Lord until we get there. You never know what's in the future. You never know what challenges, what things, what potential opportunities that you'll have. So you got to take the whole blessing with you. And I love this. Moses doesn't stop here, because he begins to stir up the people's faith that they can expect even more than what they've been blessed with, even more than the resources that is needed for your purpose. Moses says, ask them for more. Exodus 12, 35 and 36 says, and the people of Israel did as Moses instructed them. They asked for the Egyptians for clothing, for articles of silver and gold, and the Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably on the Israelites, and they gave the Israelites whatever they asked for. So they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. Can I tell you that worship strips the enemy of his resources? Worship strips the enemy of his resources. Don't just leave with the blessing, the thing that someone else would settle for. Understand, you are a son. You are a daughter of the king. You need to walk away and strip the enemy of his resources. It says, when they left Egypt, they spoiled Egypt. They left with the wealth of Egypt. Now, this was one of the most powerful civilizations at the time. Imagine that wealth transfer that happened in that moment as they were on a worship journey. Now, Proverbs 13:22 tells us something. It says, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. Another translation says, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. You see, your enemy's wealth is waiting to pass to you. God wants to take the wealth, the money, the assets of your enemies and entrust it in your hands. I want you to understand this, that when you get into worship, there comes upon you a whole new confidence that you don't just stop at the resources that other people, oh, this is enough. This is what I need to accomplish my purpose. No, there is a new confidence in Christ that you say, I am a son or daughter of the king, and I am going to spoil the enemy. I am going to strip the enemy of resources before I leave. Don't just take the blessing others would accept. Spoil the enemy. The more we're in worship, the more we build our confidence to ask for more of God and ask for more in our purpose. And understand, there is so much more oftentimes than we first perceive. Moses says, I'm not leaving this place until I get compensated for my trouble. Wow. I hope you get that in your spirit today. As Moses worshiped and the people of God worshiped, they were on this journey and God stirred them up not to leave Egypt without being compensated. You need to understand that Jesus is your attorney and you need to collect damages. Right now, I want you to type that in. Collect damages. If you can get that in your mind today, if you can get that in your spirit today, the enemy has been overwhelming you and oppressing you for seasons past and for years, and you need to, by the Spirit, collect damages. When Moses and the children of Israel that had been oppressed for 400 years walked out of that place, they didn't walk out empty-handed. They didn't walk out with an average blessing. They walked out with a wealth transfer, and they collected damages from the enemy. I'm not leaving unless I'm compensated. The devil has got to pay. The devil has got to pay. In this story, the enemy of the people of God had to pay. I'm not leaving Egypt without being compensated for my trouble. And so they took a heavy compensation from Egypt. And you want to talk about praising God. My goodness, when you get a revelation of how much damages God wants you to collect, it makes you want to praise to a whole nother level. It takes your worship to a whole nother place when you realize this. Worship opens your eyes to see. You need to spoil the devil. You need to take what's in the unrighteous hands. It's been stored up for you. It's time to get compensated. Our worship does irreparable damage to the kingdom of darkness. I think about when the children of Israel came away and then they tried to chase them. They tried to chase them through the Red Sea and then they lost their whole army. They lost all their best soldiers. The enemy came after the people of God while they're on a worship journey. And guess what? Irreparable damages were done to the enemy when we enter in. Truly enter into worship, and it's from our heart. We do irreparable damage to the kingdom of darkness. Anytime you worship, you don't leave empty-handed. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care like what you can see with your own eyes. You never leave empty-handed when you worship. Every time we worship together, we're taking something from the enemy. We're taking ground. We're taking resources. We're taking a spiritual advantage over the enemy when we worship. Worship gives us the confidence and ability to do just that. Wicked people don't need all the riches. They don't need the resources. What are they going to do with it? Wicked things. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. It's time for you to step up and know who you are as sons and daughters of God. Allow God to give you revelation. Allow God to give you strategy. Allow God to give you businesses. Allow God to give you opportunities. Allow God to open up doors for you. And understand, this is the greatest season of God's people. This is the greatest season for the church. The church is not on the retreat. God's people are not falling back. The word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The wicked's wealth is stored up for you, for a wealth transfer in this season. And God takes care of his worshipers. I want to be a worshiper because I realize what an incredible promise, what an incredible relationship, what an incredible exchange happens when I worship. Yes, I worship first and foremost because I love God. I love God, but I also understand when I worship, things happen. Things shift in the atmosphere when I worship. If you're a worshiper, God's got you. God's got you no matter what it looks like. Keep worshiping. God's got you. Just look at the life of David. Although he wasn't a perfect person, he was blessed. He spoiled all of his enemies. He was blessed with great riches. His bank account was so big that it's really difficult for us to wrap our head around the blessing of God on his life. I want God to bless me like that, that people have to take a step back and try to wrap their head around how God is blessing me. But it all stemmed from this foundational relationship of worship. You see, all these blessings, all these victories came from the seed of a little shepherd boy with a harp singing in a field to God. All of this happened, this rule, this crown, this blessings, this gold, this everything that he was blessed with, it came from a one-on-one relationship of worship with God. Maybe your singing isn't also great. Your singing voice is kind of terrible in your opinion. There's something that cannot be overlooked in David's life. And it was what happened through his heart of worship. I challenge you that no matter what your song may sound like, become a worshiper. Work beyond. press beyond, get beyond you, so you can grab hold of this revelation that is worship. It's critical in our life as we follow after God. I want to worship. I need to worship. Worship is a part of my life. It's a part of my purpose. It's a part of my blessing. It's a part of my victory. It's a part of my deliverance. Worship is a part of me. So we're challenged by the Word of God and the principles of God to become worshipers. Would you bow your head with me as we pray? God, I thank you, Lord, that you're challenging us today, God, to be authentic worshipers, to love you with a love and worship you with a worship that's pure and true. And God, we realize there's something powerful that happens in our life when we worship. There's something powerful that shifts as we worship, and we begin to see the blessing of God on our life. We understand what the blessing is supposed to look like, and we don't just stop with an average blessing. We spoil the enemy. We understand who's supposed to go with us on this journey, who's not supposed to be with us. God, as we worship, you reveal yourself to us, and you reveal your truth to us, and you reveal how good you are to us. God, let us grab a hold of you. Let us truly, truly worship. And maybe as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, maybe as you're looking at this broadcast right now, you say, Pastor, I want what you're talking about, but my life just isn't where it needs to be with Jesus. If that's you, I want to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus into your life, or invite Jesus back into your life. If that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for paying for my sins. Thank you for giving me a fresh start. Jesus, I accept your free gift of salvation for me. Thank you for reconnecting me with the Father. Thank you for showing me example of how to live. Jesus, I need you in my life. Jesus, I want to be a true worshiper. Help me do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.